You're listening to SBS News.
Former New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian was defiant and defensive on the final day of public hearings. She was questioned on a 2018 phone call when her former boyfriend Darren Maguire told her about a potentially lucrative development deal and his summons to appear before the Independent Commission Against Corruption. The transcript of the phone call was presented by Counsel Assisting Scott Robertson.
That in effect he thought he was in line to get a commission of about $1.5 million in relation to Badgerys Creek stuff.
Yeah, whilst whilst he told me that, I can't say that I absorbed it or that I believed it or that I assumed there was any wrongdoing.
That conversation was tapped by the ICAC, and just days later the pair exchanged text messages about communicating more securely. Mr. Maguire sent, "I'm chatting with my friends on WeChat now, download the app." The former Premier replied, "Okay, I'll try. What about WhatsApp? That's easy too." Then Maguire went on to encourage Ms. Berejiklian to get a second phone for personal use. She told the inquiry she believed he was suggesting this for privacy reasons, not to make it harder for the watchdog to investigate.
I had no inclination to think that it was because he'd done anything wrong. It could have been for privacy reasons, but I was clearly not concerned because I didn't do any of those things.
The former Premier was repeatedly questioned on why she asked Mr. Maguire to step down as Parliamentary Secretary but failed to report their private conversations to the New South Wales watchdog. Ms. Berejiklian was adamant she trusted her former boyfriend, saying she didn't believe she knew anything that would add value to the investigation.
I did not join the dots. I did not think that there was anything untoward. I did not think there was anything I had to report. And if there was, I would have.
Was the fact that you didn't make a report about Mr. Maguire influenced by the feelings that you had for Mr. Maguire at the time?
No.
Was it influenced by...
No, because I sacked him.
Speaking outside the inquiry, the Premier, who resigned in September, says she's ready to move on with her life.
I stand by what I've always said, that every decision I made in terms of the public office I held was in the best interests of the community and the public. I stand by that today, stronger than ever. And I just want to say to everybody that it's been my honour and privilege to serve you in my role in public life.
The public hearings have now finished, but the ICAC will continue to take written submissions. No date has been set for findings to be delivered. Lucy Murray, SBS News.